Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
Look back at markets on Friday night. US equity markets extended their rally to cap a strong week that saw a cooler than expected October inflation print fuel speculation that the Federal Reserve may slow the pace of monetary policy tightening. Dow edged 32 points or 0.1% higher. Walgreens Boots Alliance jumping over 7%, buoyed by an upgrade from Deutsche Bank. Walt Disney up over 5%, also plans to institute a targeted hiring freeze as well as some job cuts, according to an internal memo sent to executives last Friday. Broader S&P 500 up 0.9% to 3,992, so closing in on that 4,000 level. Energy up over 3%. Communication services and consumer discretionary up around 2.5%, leading 6 of the 11 primary sectors higher. More defensive healthcare and utility sectors were the key laggards, down 1.3% and 1.2% respectively. NASDAQ gained 1.9%, likes of Amazon and Alphabet up strongly, up 4.3% and 2.7% respectively. Small cap Russell 2000 index adding 0.8%. For the week, the Dow gained 4.2%, S&P 500 with a 5.9% gain. That's its best weekly advance since June. NASDAQ rallied 8.1%. That was the index's biggest weekly percentage gain since March. I note that technology sector funds have recorded $14.2 billion in outflows thus far this year. That puts them on track for their first year of outflows since 2016, according to Refinitiv Lipper data. On the US economic data, preliminary reading of the University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index fell to 54.7 in November from 59.9 in October. That was well shy of economists' forecast for a reading of 59.5. Consumer inflation expectations for the next year rose to 5.1% from 5% last month, and the five-year inflation expectations are ticked up to 3% from 2.9% in October. Democrats look to have retained a majority in the US Senate, while the House... or at least the Republicans are struggling to reach the threshold of 218 votes they need to recapture the House of Representatives. There's about 20 races in the lower chamber of Congress yet to be called. Earnings from major retailers headline the US corporate earnings calendar this week, along with some notable technology companies. Tyson Foods kicks things off tonight with their fourth quarter result. You've then got Advanced Auto Parts, Home Depot and Walmart with their quarterly results on Tuesday night. Cisco Systems, Lowe's, Nvidia, Target, Tencent Holdings and TJX companies among companies reporting on Wednesday night. Alibaba, Applied Materials, Kohl's Corp, Gap and Ross Stores posting results on Thursday night. Foot Locker rounds things out on Friday night. European bourses settled with modest gains on Friday. Gains for the basic resources sector up 2.6%, offset by weakness in the healthcare sector, which was down 0.4%. That left the Pan-European Stock 600 index up 0.1%. Did pair an earlier session gain of about 0.7%. Germany's DAX up 0.6%. France's CAC also up the same. In broader stock moves, Richemont jumped 11%, Swiss Luxury Group exceeding first half earnings and margin expectations. So that extends a good string of results from some of those luxury brands. Indeed, that result lifted the likes of LVMH, Louis Vuitton, Kering and Hermes. In economic data in the Eurozone, final reading of the German CPI rose 10.4% year on year in October. That was up from 10% in September, confirming an earlier forecast. Eurozone corporate calendar, this week's relatively quiet one. Infineon Technologies with a fourth quarter result on Tuesday, followed by Siemens on Thursday. London's FTSE was down 0.8% on Friday. That was despite a strong session for the major miners. Anglo American rallying 7%, Rio Tinto up 4.7%. However, GSK was down 6%. Pharmaceutical Group said a second line application on one of its cancer treatments would be limited following a request by UK regulators. In terms of UK economic data on Friday night, preliminary reading of GDP growth rate for the third quarter recorded that the UK economy contracted by 0.2%. That was better than the 0.5% downturn forecast by economists. The second quarter's 0.1% contraction was revised up to record a 0.2% increase. Busy UK corporate earnings calendar this week. Vodafone among the notables on Tuesday night. And then you've got BAE Systems providing a trading update. Also, and Burberry Group, luxury brand group, their first half result on Thursday. Base metals complex rallied solidly to cap a strong week for the complex after China eased some coronavirus rules. Copper gained 2.7% to be trading above $3.85 a pound. Did touch its highest intraday level since June earlier in the session, up almost 5% on the week. Elsewhere, nickel rallied 5.4%, aluminium jumped 6%, and zinc with a 5% gain. Spot iron ore gained $4.10 to $92.25, up 4.8% last week. weaker US dollar and continued to support precious metals markets. Gold was up $15.70 or 0.9% to $1,769.40 an ounce. Highest settlement since the 25th of August and extending its weekly gain to 5.5%. Again, we don't talk much about Bitcoin, but of course it's in the news. It touched a fresh two-year low over the weekend after FTX filed for bankruptcy protection in the US on Friday. Oil prices climbed on Friday, buoyed by news of China easing some COVID restrictions, and as the US dollar continued to weaken, WTI was up $2.49 or 2.9% to $88.96 a barrel, pairing the weekly decline to 3.9%. Brent gained $2.32 or 2.5% to $95.99 a barrel, but still logged a 2.6% weekly fall. Chinese government, as I said, did ease some COVID restrictions, including reducing the amount of time incoming passengers would be required to undergo quarantine. Airlines will no longer be threatened with a two-week-long suspension of flights if five or more passengers test positive. Continuing the mixed messages coming out of China, Beijing actually did close some cities and city parks and impose some other restrictions on Friday amid some COVID cases. Traders' attention now turns to the OPEC's latest monthly oil report tonight. US bond market was closed on Friday for Veterans Day, and the Aussie dollar is up rose about 4% last week against the greenback. It's buying around 67 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.